I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. There's an old saying that the sports world has adopted, don't poke the bear. That means don't publicly say or do anything that will awaken the other team or a player to be motivated to his or her potential greatness. Did baseball fans in Toronto not know it, or were they just not sophisticated enough to use some restraint when dealing with Shohei Ohtani? Famed 49ers head coach Bill Walsh used to tell his players not to give the other side anything to feed on. No outside-the-game trash talk. He called them bulletin board postings because the other side would print them out and post them in their locker rooms and meeting rooms to feed their motivation. In the Ohtani case, when he was looking at free agency, he made a tour of the clubs and cities that showed interest and could afford him. As the story goes, he was very close to signing with the Toronto Blue Jays. He showed interest, took a Blue Jays cap, had it photographed. It stoked fans' enthusiasm to have the possibility of not only the best player in baseball being there, but one of the best players of all time, with a J on his head. Then in step the vaunted Dodgers, pockets full of money, ready to rebuild the dynasty in a move that would be just across town. A drive down the I-5 from Anaheim and the Angels to downtown L.A., and the Dodgers. And the rest is baseball history and will become lore. Coming into the World Series, Ohtani had been in kind of a slump. And, well, that's an exaggeration. He was 3-for-29, 103 batting average in his last 7 games. His body language was not good. And for a guy who also seems to have a smile everywhere, it was a bit of a downer. So the first game of the World Series, the Blue Jays jumped the Dodgers, and the game ended in a crushing 11-4. But what happened near the end of the game may have turned things around for Ohtani. A chant broke out. Hard to understand, but I'll explain. Listen. We don't need you. We don't need you. Bear poked. Forward to Game 3, the historic Game 3. Ohtani 4-for-4, 2 home runs, a walk, and then the team that didn't need him was so afraid to pitch to him that they intentionally walked him his last 4 at-bats. He reached base 9 times in one game, setting an all-time World Series record, the old one being 6. That game will go down as one of the greatest baseball games in history. 18 innings in a World Series. So how much of the "we don't need you" chant contributed? Did it? Maybe not. We'll probably never know. It is great brain food, though. If the series continues this way and the Blue Jays don't come back and the Ohtani-stealing Dodgers win, will Blue Jays fans in that crowd that night of Game 1 who chanted, "We don't need you," be to blame? Oh, so much fun. Email me if you want, ed@edbaxternews.com.